Amabel York left behind an extensive archive of letters and diaries, carefully documenting her life, her observations, and her strong political opinions. She was born on the 22nd of January, 1751. Her father was Philip York, the Earl of Hardwick, an active politician, MP, and a member of the Royal Society. He was Member of Parliament for Reigate and later Cambridgeshire, and kept detailed notes of debates, which were used as part of Cobbett's parliamentary history. Amabel's mother was Lady Jemima Campbell, who was granted a title of her own by special remainder, and was therefore both Marchioness Grey in her own right, as well as the Countess of Hardwick. The intense political opinions of her parents meant that Amabel grew up immersed in a culture of intellectual debate. She spent her early life at Rest Park in Bedfordshire, Wimpole Hall in Cambridgeshire, and in her family's townhouse in St James's Square, Westminster. As a child, she was an insatiable reader, devouring her parents' collections of volumes on history and philosophy. When she was only five, her mother's friend, the scholar Catherine Talbot, said that Amabel had no joy but in books, and of those will not read little idle stories such as were first given to her, but picks out for herself. Her knowledge in geography and English history is astonishing. A mutual interest in books drew her towards her husband, Alexander Hume Campbell, the son of the Earl of Marchmont. The marriage, which appears to have been for love, took place on the 16th of July, 1772. They were a well-matched and industrious couple, and Amabel's husband took a keen interest in her. In the 1770s, he began to work on the model home farm at Rest Park, which continued to be an ongoing project on the estate. However, their happiness was short-lived. In 1777, his health began to fail, and after 4 years of illness, he died on the 9th of March, 1781. In her diary, Amabel expressed her grief at his loss, and she lamented that she was now without the friend and protector she had hoped for. Amabel never married again, and continued to feel her husband's loss throughout her life. She craved male company and intellectual stimulation. In 1792, when one of her uncles died, she lamented that his death would remove her still more and more out of the company of gentlemen. She continued to feel the loss of male company throughout her life, and was often frustrated at her inability as a woman to participate in political life. In 1811, she vehemently wrote, "I can only flutter and beat against the wires of my large gilded cage in St. James's Square, whilst I embody in my reveries an imaginary Marquis de Grey, speaking in Parliament. But alas, when I wake from my daydreams, I find out that my poor Marquis, with my soul in a manly form, would probably have had a bullet in the thorax long ago for the vehemence of his speeches." Amabel described herself as an old English Whig, and often wrote of what she would do if she were in Parliament. In 1775, she wrote of her support of the Rockingham Party's amendments to the Militia Bill. She appreciated the need for reform and the validity of reformers' causes, but was fearful of rash actions and impetuous policies. Her political opinions often made her seem severe in society, and Horace Walpole once wrote that Amabel's younger sister Mary behaved like a human creature, and not like her sister or a college tutor. Aside from her diaries and letters, Amabel also expressed her political opinions in two printed works, published in 1792 and 1797, both reflecting on the French Revolution. She published anonymously, and was very concerned that the work should not be traceable back to her. However, she felt compelled to write, stating that "there are some crises so important to society that the weakest individual is authorised to take a part." In the first of these, entitled "An Historical Sketch of the French Revolution from its Commencement to the Year 1792, Amabel claimed that other writers had failed to provide a concise historical statement of the principal facts and the constitutional questions and disputes which led to that awful and unparalleled event. Amabel's second publication, an historical essay on the ambition and conquests of France, with some remarks on the French Revolution, expanded on her reflections in the first. She used this work to consider the impact of the French Revolution on Europe as a whole, and to trace its connections to past events. She also stated, rather prophetically, that the revolution was one means of attaining that aim of universal empire, so often the terror of Europe. Although prompted by her publisher, Amabel did not write another pamphlet. In 1816, she was created Countess de Grey of Rest in her own right. However, her political aspirations remained unrealised. She died on the 4th of March, 1833, at St. James's Square, Westminster, and was buried near her childhood home of Rest Park in Bedfordshire.